This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off the Tuesday night edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they've got literally months worth of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As always, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, but if you want to take control, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want to. And on the way, last night we talked about a TSA issue. Whenever we spot those crazy TSA agents up to some no-good hijinks, we always bring you the information here. And last night it was about a nun. I think she was 69, 70 years old. She was harassed by the TSA.
Sister McPhee.
Sister McPhee. Harassed by the TSA every time she was in the airport. And it was because of her last name was allegedly being used by an alleged terrorist. So somebody else had that last name, and because she shared the last name, she was automatically a suspect, which, of course, was totally asinine. It took her literally months of phone calls and just trying to pull strings to get her name off the list. It was just an amazing story. Tonight we have a fresh TSA story. In fact, we'll start the show out with it, and, of course, you can chime in with your thoughts about the TSA, 800-259-9231. This one from LouRockwell.com, Becky Akers. And just this one is even worse than what we had last night, Manwich.
I'm interested.
She says, honestly, does anyone other than politicians and bureaucrats take the Transportation Security Administration seriously?
I hadn't really thought about it. I think most people just kind of find them laughable little fellas.
Yeah, they just kind of put up with them because they feel they have to. The agency, renowned for its totally senseless action by tremendously stupid airheads, pulled another boner last Thursday. It seems a woman wearing a metal leg brace triggered the metal detectors at Oakland International Airport.
Duh.
The brace should have been a clue for anyone of even vegetative intelligence. Naturally, that exempts the TSA screeners. Lots of terrorists these days are females wearing leg braces. So they pulled her aside for what the airheads euphemize as a secondary screening.
Hmm.
The lady was late for her flight. She hobbled away before they could even feel her up. Let's pause to savor this Keystone Cops moment. The victim is wearing a brace. There are how many able-bodied screeners standing around, paid to suspend their rationality and act as if she's a terrorist because she rang because said brace rang alarms, yet when she's had enough of their nonsense, off she stumps, bum leg and all. So she was just tired of their crap, just turned around and left. It gets better. The TSA announced a manhunt. This shut down both terminals of Oakland's airport. Apparently, screeners were not only unable to stop a terrorist who had difficulty walking, they also failed to note the direction in which she was limping.
Oh, dear.
Whoa, which way'd she go? Oakland cops joined in the search.
Oh, dear God.
Even so, or perhaps because of that, their quarry was still at large after almost an hour's hunt. So they held up everybody else in the airport to do a manhunt for this woman in a leg brace. We who fear the surveillance state can take heart. It is remarkably easy to elude it. And it still gets better. During the interval between our heroine's disappearance and the time the search started, 5 flights left the airport. Eventually, given the suspect's complaint that she would miss her plane's imminent departure, it dawned on even the airheads that perhaps she'd escaped completely. She and her brace were on the loose in the air, aboard one of those 5 flights. What do you suppose the TSA then took to what action do you suppose the airheads then took to secure American aviation?
They forgot about the lady with the brace because all they really wanted to do was bother her anyway.
You think they forgot about it?
No.
No, they actually did something. They rescreened the passengers from those 5 flights when they landed. I'd like to have been privy to the decision-making on this one. Gee, I don't know. Maybe she'll detonate that brace while those planes are airborne. What do we do? Pause for deep thought. Go got it. We'll grope them all over again when they land. Every single one of them, too, on all five of those flights. No reason I can see to search only women with leg braces. Think of the precedent.
Well, what's silly is, whatever she was going to do on that flight as a terrorist is done.
Exactly.
So,
and no, they didn't decide to just figure out what flight she might have been on, because, I mean, she obviously would have had a ticket, right? So they could have figured out which
one of those
five.
Well, they probably didn't even know her name at that point.
Maybe yeah. You're right. Well, anyway, here's the rest of the story for you. As ludicrous as the incident itself is the gravity of which the airheads are treating the aftermath. Fred Lowe, the Federal Security Director bureaucrat for Oakland International, is beating himself up over it. Though not for his sheer inanity and utter idiocy, no, he's upset that a paying customer made her flight and deprived screeners of a good grope.
Yeah.
Fred intoned to the Bay City News, quote, "The ultimate responsibility rests with me." Then Fred got tough. "At the very least, there will be some retraining," he threatened. Fred, why not include the rudiments of courtesy this time around? Tell your thugs that upon encountering an injured person, one does not take advantage of her handicap in order to molest her. Rather, one would call for a wheelchair and perhaps a red cap to assist her to her gate. But Fred's best line crackles with the smarts that have made him into a federal security director bureaucrat. Quote, "We wanted to make sure we did all we could after the incident to make sure people were safe." Ah, the TSA. A laugh a day as they strip our freedom away. Great article, Becky Akers, LouRockwell.com. Can you believe this?
No, I don't. I don't. I
screening
just,
everybody when they got off the planes.
It's silly.
Re-screening them.
It's just silly. I mean, what's that have to do with our safety? That's not about our safety. That's about
power.
Control.
Power and control.
Yep.
Absolutely. And he brushes it off saying that we did all we could after the incident to make sure that everyone was safe. Let's see. We delayed everybody in Oakland for an hour while we shut down the terminal and searched for the woman in a brace.
We screwed everybody we could while we were looking for her.
Yes, we really couldn't screw anybody else. We even screwed people at the other airport. You know?
Just so
amazing stuff.
Dumb.
This is what you get when the federal government takes over screening operations. 1-800-259-9231.
I love the whole Keystone Cops moment that she described in there. Because you could just hear like the Benny Hill music being queued up.
Where'd you go?
It's just so silly.
Red alert! Red alert! There's a woman in the airport with a brace on! Mike in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Mike.
Oh, Ian and Manwich. Supposing that incident caused her to lose an employment. Would she be able to come back and sue them?
Wait, the incident...
Or anybody else. Suppose it caused them to lose employment or important...
Maybe she missed her plane. You mean if she, like, missed her plane and missed an appointment or something like that?
Yeah, and it caused her to lose work. Lose a job.
Is your question, would the TSA be punished? No, they wouldn't.
Could you sue them?
No.
I mean, for the most part, federal bureaucrats have what's called sovereign immunity, meaning they can pretty much rape you without having any charges brought up against them.
So what would you do if that happened to you?
I would talk about it on my radio show, but really there's not much you can do. People have been harassed and harassed and harassed, and all they can do is just promote it. I mean, thank goodness we have the internet so we can share these stories, so we can hear about these stories and tell others about them and, you know, make people suspicious of the TSA and maybe... Eventually, we can get rid of them.
But, you know,
maybe there could be legislation to bring lawsuits, make congressional bills to support that.
Do you think that the legislators would leave themselves open to lawsuits?
No way.
I mean, if in fact you could sue the Congress for silly laws that they've left, that they've made negligently, there'd be huge lawsuits.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
No bureaucrat, no elected official is going to leave bureaucrats
Plus,
open.
Nor will they leave their buddies open. I mean, they appointed people to these elite TSA positions, and they're not going to put their friends at risk. In fact, Mike, I know you wanted to call about the felon from last night, the nun who the TSA was, they had a hard on for. We'll come back with that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, as always, so you take control, if you'd like. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out first. If you're on the updates list, and like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free. So you can go sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. This is the show about your calls. So let's go back to the phones, this time to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a few shows ago, you guys were talking about patent law. Mm-hmm. And I forget if it was Ian or Manwich that supported the patent office. Is that what it was? Or?
I'm not for the patent office at all, no. Manwich probably is.
What in particular I was curious is of software patents and that of source code. Do you think tangible products should only be patented, or do ideas as well as far as software goes? Because there really is no tangible product. It's just a bunch of code.
Right, I know, and you know, the Mona Lisa is just a bunch of color, right?
Right?
Or at least the image of the Mona Lisa. I mean, certainly it's on a canvas and that kind of thing. There's something to purchase. But, I mean, essentially it's just a bunch of color. I think there's an incentive to create great software because of the and write great books and write great songs because of the way our patent system works. And therefore we get the best people in. You don't write, books don't get patented. They get copyrighted.
Right.
Yeah.
Different,
yeah.
A totally different system.
Okay.
Ideas and inventions get patented.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he asking me about
you? He was asking about software. So what he's talking about is, for instance, let's say you get a brand new video game, and there's some sort of revolutionary way that the camera. Somebody was talking about a camera angle.
Yeah, the camera angle.
A few nights ago.
Yeah, I guess I don't really think that the camera angle thing.
But it could be a totally revolutionary software technique. It's something that was built originally by one or a group of individuals in order to perform a certain task. And it's effectively no different than, you know, some sort of a piece of hardware that you need for your house or something like that.
Yeah, or let's say an encryption algorithm or something like that. What would be revolutionary? I mean, you know, people all over the world, including governments, would want that. So is there any kind of protection that you would support for that? Or is it just, you know, hopefully nobody's smart enough to figure it out and I'm the one that's going to have the idea for, you know, the rest of my life or whatever?
Would you really feel protected even if you did have a patent on it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely agree that the current patent system is completely broken.
Okay.
It's been...
Well, you know, and what do you expect? I mean, you're asking the government to protect you, and it doesn't. I mean, we've seen plenty of examples of how the government doesn't protect you at all. In fact, the government is not required by law to physically protect you. Why on earth would they care about protecting your silly little patents? You know, why on earth wouldn't they give the opportunities to the big companies, to the politically connected individuals, to steal your patents out from under you? Why wouldn't they, you know, basically stab you in the back for the guy that's paying them more?
I guess one possible solution of a lot of, intellectuals and software industry and music and stuff have been supporting is the Creative Commons licensing. Have you heard of that?
No.
Creative Commons licensing is
at least not under that name.
Yeah, I think it's a group that's.
That's more of a copyright replacement than it is a patent replacement.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Creative Commons is for works of art creations, you know, creations like that. And you can, you know, elect instead of putting the copyright symbol on your work of art, you can put Creative Commons on there, and it grants more permissions than copyright does. It's an interesting little concept. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, Frank. 800-259-9231. Since he brings it up, Alex wrote in an email about innovation without patent laws, and you can actually email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but hey, it happens. He says, hey, guys, I have a few words at the ongoing patent argument. Manwich states that he feels that something would come into place to replace the current patent system in a libertarian state, or lack of state, although no one could say what exactly that something might be. In my opinion, it would come in the form of private ratings boards and industry standards organizations, maybe like Underwriters Laboratories, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
While you couldn't file a patent with the government, you could submit your idea to the standards organization, and they could peacefully declare you the first to achieve or market a particular technology. You'd be acknowledged by that company, that respected company, as the one who came up with this idea. Customers can take this into account if it's important to them. Some will care, some will not. Does it positively influence your decision to buy something when the company in question invented the technology you're buying?
Well,
for me, it does, Alex says.
What I was thinking on this is if you have, in fact, have an independent rating board that says these things, and assuming there isn't one that's disputing it from another side,
mm-hmm.
Couldn't the person who says, well, you know, I've got it, I've got the proof here that I'm first, couldn't they sue the other guys who are, you know, couldn't there be a law that said?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm just looking at it.
It would be a better system than what we have today. Again,
nobody enforces, say, wrongful death.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody enforces that. It's not enforced to the point of a gun as much as it is just theft, you know, by the government. They use their power to take things from you, like putting a lien against your house.
So he says, what about the inventor? If I invented an awesome new microchip technology, I would submit my claim to all of the semiconductor evaluation companies. If they deemed it to be the first, they can declare it so on their promotional materials and website, but would have no legal authority to stop others from using it. The inventor gets his or her fair nod from the industry, and that's all that they can rightly ask for. These ratings boards already exist and do a much better job of verifying claims than any patent office ever could. As with all things of this nature, because we were talking about before about how the patent office is just kind of given the nod to pretty much everything that comes in there, even if it, you know, deserves a patent or not, regardless of how silly it is, like a crustless banana sandwich or something like that has been patented, for instance. So
it was a peanut butter and jelly, but okay.
Whatever, these ratings boards would be a little more careful about that sort of thing. As with all things of this nature, corruption is avoided because the word of the ratings institution is always in question, and their competitors will be eager to point out their flaws in order to discredit them. When the government is discredited, which it is routinely, every night on this show, there's no such mechanism to maintain integrity. I mean, we've seen it plenty of times. When the government fails to deliver on its promises, what happens? They say, We're so sorry!
Give us more money!
We'll take more money is what they say. It's not give us. That sounds a little more persuasive.
Yeah, it does.
Bend over a little further is what they say.
We're just going to need more money to make this work.
Says the principle can be applied to the technology business, food business, medicine, public health businesses. Especially in the age of instant electronic communication, it becomes easy and rational to argue out of existence agencies such as the Patent Office, the FDA, public health departments, and of course any organization that calls itself the Board of Cosmetology. It may seem like I'm confusing laws that aim to protect inventors with laws that aim to protect the public. The solution to both related issues, however, is the same. Put your trust into free market standards organizations. I gotta say, Alex, I agree, man. That's where my trust is, because I sure as hell don't trust the government to protect my ideas, let alone my physical life. We know they can't handle that job. 800-259-9231. I don't trust them at all. I don't trust them to do anything they say they're going to do. And I certainly don't trust them to do it in my favor. This is your show. Your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up, Manwich, the FEMA. Well, let's talk bad about another government organization. They ordered doctors to not save people's lives. We'll come back with the details.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Some think Ford stands for first on race day, but others say it's for fast only rolling downhill. One thing's for sure, funny acronyms make us LOL. Yes, you'll be laughing out loud when I come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
TGIF, everyone. Ready for some FCAs? That's funny car acronyms. Edsel, every day something else leaks. Mopar, most perfect automobiles racing. Honda, happy owners never drive anything else. Pinto, performance is not the object.
BMW, Babe Magnet on wheels. Chevrolet can handle everything, runs over limbs, even trees. And Miata, my intention, always to accelerate. Speaking of which, gotta go, so TTFN, that's ta-ta for now. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, don't you just love us? We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we got all kinds of good stuff for you. Live streaming is there, including a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. It is all totally free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about patents, we're talking about copyright. Coming up, we're going to tell you about FEMA actually ordering the deaths of people that were on their, you know, they're dying, they're hurting after Hurricane Katrina. Just an amazing story. We'll get to that in just a moment, but actually, while we're on patents, I figure we should get to the email from Sandy about the issue. He says, your Saturday night episode on patents was quite flawed. First, Manwich confused the copyright of a book with patents, which you did again tonight.
Yes.
If someone stole his writings and put their name on it, then that's a copyright violation and flat-out theft. Patents really have nothing to do with that example. Copyrights protect specific creations or copies of that creation, as the name implies. In exchange for, in regards to a patent, in exchange for a temporary monopoly, the inventor is supposed to have helped humanity by documenting and describing their new and useful idea so that others can learn from it and, given time, recoup the costs of development. Unfortunately, patents are now deliberately hard to understand, overly broad, and given for obvious ideas as long as they're described in a sufficiently confusing way. So if you can describe the crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a confusing fashion, you're likely to get it granted as a patent. Currently, patents are granted for a 20-year period. It's my opinion, because we were debating that the other night as well, how long they were granted for. It's my opinion that this may have been a reasonable period of time when news and ideas took weeks to make it across the ocean. But in this day and age, it's an obscene amount of time to allow an artificial monopoly to exist. We live in a world where ideas can go from the eureka moment to the mass markets in months instead of years, and the patent period should be reduced to reflect the product life cycle. I think any first mover should be able to establish themselves with a quality product in under 5 years. An inventor with a successful product could maintain their market position by moving forward with improved ideas and new patents, all the while old ideas become available to others for them to take in new directions. Actually, I think patents should be eliminated, he says. The desired benefit of documenting and making a new idea public isn't really there. I'm a computer programmer, and if I observe a good idea in a program, I can usually figure out just how that idea was created. In fact, in some cases, you can literally reverse engineer the program and figure it out. Even if you can't think it out in your head, you can literally just pull it to pieces.
It makes sense that you could.
Right. He says, I can usually figure out how it was created. The same would apply to other professions. A good chef should be able to deduce a new recipe given enough time. It may take me a while for the very clever ideas, but that time where I'm racking my brain to figure out how the inventor did what they did is the market's natural way of giving them a monopoly to profit on their ideas. That's an interesting idea. The more complex your idea is, the longer it's going to take somebody to reverse engineer it.
Well, I believe that the paperclip was patented at some point or another, and I guess I've heard somewhere that it's still patented. Not that I would think that you could do that with
I can't believe that. That'd be a shocker. He says, unlike the current system where stupid ideas get 20 years protection, just like extremely clever ideas, with a free market system, silly ideas will naturally get only a minimal protection period, and very clever ideas will naturally get longer protections on their own. finally, to address the last issue I can think of, people who don't spend the time to figure out good ideas and take the time to create their own new ideas, but just make an exact copy of what they see without understanding it, need to remember that copyrights make that exact behavior, which is theft, illegal. So basically, Sandy is he's advocating the complete elimination of patents, but he says copyright should probably stay around.
You know, I don't know enough about patents versus copyrights to be able to comment
there
at all.
You just learned a little bit right there.
I do, and
Sandy thinks they're
pointless. He makes it sound real good.
Yeah, and I'm with Sandy. 800-259-9231. So with that, let's tell you about FEMA ordering people's deaths, man, which right after Hurricane Katrina. What is the story?
Well, it's an article that was sent to us from Dr. Harry, and generally we don't read articles that were sent, forwarded necessarily on the air, but
we consider them, and
we do consider them, and here's one of them. His comment above it is just another example of the absurdity of government. The London
and the fact that it comes from a doctor, and it's an article about doctors being ordered to stop doctoring.
It's written by the London Telegraph also.
Right.
I could have saved her, but was denied permission. That's the name of the... It's a quote and the name of the article.
Okay.
It's by Toby Hardman. Refugees from New Orleans died after private doctors were ordered to stop giving treatment because they were not covered by United States government medical liability insurance, according to two American surgeons. Mark N. Brun, an orthopedic surgeon from Pennsylvania, was told by a senior Coast Guard officer representing the embattled Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA for those of you who don't know,
right,
that he must leave the overstretched disaster relief hospital at New Orleans Airport. He was...
Is that what it sounded like?
I don't know.
Stop it. Stop saving those lives.
He had applied a chest compression after a female patient died and was turning to another critically ill woman at the triage reception area on the airport tarmac when he was summoned to see Captain Art French, the doctor in charge of the hospital.
Okay.
I don't think that doctor was particularly doing anything.
Define triage, by the way, because that's one of those obscure words, I think.
I don't know. I
know what it means.
Emergency.
He's deciding, well, triage is deciding who lives and who dies.
Oh.
Isn't that correct? I believe that's correct.
I can't answer that. It's involved
that's
in the
like
emergency
where you, where you're getting so many bodies coming in, basically, that you have to make decisions as far as who gets treated and who gets to wait.
Mm.
That sort of thing, because you don't have enough staff on hand. That sort of
The other lady was in equally bad shape, and I was not able to work on her. When I went back afterwards to get my supplies, they were taking her body to a store where the deceased were being placed. Glad that's not my store. It's absolutely possible I would have saved her life, but I was denied permission to try. Estimated 20 to 30 patients died at the temporary hospital that day.
Because they weren't allowed to work on them.
I wouldn't say that's the case with all of them.
Okay.
The doctor arrived...
Maybe they could have saved 15 of them had they been able to work on them.
It's all supposition from there.
Indeed.
This doctor says that he could have saved at least one person.
Okay.
And 30 people died that day. So, draw your own
conclusions.
You
make the connection, yes.
I say the federal government is responsible for all of their deaths.
Absolutely.
But just for fun.
Not that, again, as we pointed out with the other caller, not that anybody's going to ever be brought up on charges for it. All those people... They're just dead, and there's nothing their families can do about it.
Right.
Because they don't even know who the bureaucrats were that were on the ground, probably.
It was 5 days after Hurricane Katrina struck, but all three of these doctors were struck by the sense of chaos. It was like something out of a film, said Ms. Torrens. I can't believe it was in the middle of America. There were people lying on the luggage racks. Every single patient was in a pool of urine or had soiled themselves. The surgeon said that the medical staff there had welcomed their arrival and needed trained doctors. They were just swamped. The surgeons, however, were told that they could not work there without FEMA credentials, which could not be issued even though they had their medical licenses with them.
Amazing.
In their hands.
What were the requirements for them to get the FEMA credentials? Do they have to go and attend a two-hour-long class before they could start working?
Well, Dr. French, the captain in charge, his
FEMA guy.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have any way to do credentialing, and no way to ensure tort liability coverage. How anyone could utter those words in the middle of a catastrophe, I don't know.
Amazing. How anyone who could call themselves a doctor could say something like that in the middle of that situation. So he basically said, well, go ahead and clean up some trash, because you can't save these people's lives. 800-259-9231. Does anybody like FEMA? Anybody out there? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Of course, you can vote for the show. Vote.freetalklive.com takes you to our friends over at Podcast Alley, where we are in the top four podcasts of the world. That's out of over 7,000 different podcasts. It's thanks to your votes, and you can only vote once a month. So if you've yet to do it this month of September, go ahead and vote.freetalklive.com. We much appreciate that. Talking about the stupid, inefficient, bureaucratic FEMA. So bureaucratic, they're dangerous. They're a hazard to your life.
There's a lot of people dead, and FEMA's to blame.
Very specifically, we're talking about a story. I'm not sure where it took place. It was on the tarmac of somewhere in Nolens.
New Orleans Airport.
The airport, okay. Out on the tarmac of the airport, you had a doctor who was trying to save the life of a woman. He was called away by the head doctor, bureaucrat of the FDA.
Intentionally, so that he couldn't treat them.
Right. And that's when the head bureaucrat said to him, basically...
He said that he begged to be allowed to work until he could be relieved by a real FEMA doctor.
He said he couldn't, by
a FEMA doctor.
They're
not insured. They're not properly credentialized by FEMA.
Right.
If they're not credentialized by FEMA, we could be in danger of a lawsuit. So people can't work on these dying people because you don't have FEMA credentials.
Yeah, basically what happened was you had a crew of doctors show up in Nolens saying, look, we've got hands, we're doctors, we're willing to save people's lives. You know, where should we go? They went on their own initiative and started helping people, and at that point, maybe some lower FEMA bureaucrat said, sure, we could use your help. But then at that point, at some point, the higher level FEMA bureaucrat said, hold on, you need to come here. I'm sorry, I can't let you work on these dying people because you don't have the FEMA credentials. Well, how can we get FEMA credentials? Well,
I can't give them to you here because we don't
have
any,
to go to Washington.
We don't have any way of doing credentializing and no way to ensure tort liability coverage.
But those people are dying.
Well, I've got beans to count. And I'm sorry, you're not one of my beans, so you must go.
Would you like to organize paperwork for me? What else happened after?
You can hand out the 1-800 FEMA number.
Yeah. What else happened after that? Because
I'm sorry, I got
these people are not being utilized the way they're supposed to. The doctors aren't being allowed to treat people. We had a story about 1,400 firefighters who were asked to hand out paperwork as opposed to actually going and rescuing people. Rest of the story, man.
Well, here's Kim Pease, a FEMA spokesperson, said the volunteer doctor was not a credentialized, and they mention his name, but a credentialized FEMA physician, and thus was subject to law enforcement rules in a disaster area.
I like how you've got the bureaucratic, monotonous tone there.
Yes. Okay. The three were flown back to Baton Rouge in another Black Hawk helicopter and then were swiftly given credentials by the Louisiana State Authorities. They spent 4 days treating hundreds of patients. The surgeons who worked at 9/11 were left with a sense of frustration that they had been blocked by what seemed to be petty bureaucracy. No, it didn't just seem to be petty bureaucracy.
It was,
in fact, petty bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
Dangerous, deadly, petty bureaucracy.
So they flew them over to a different location. They finally got their little credentials, and they were finally allowed to work on people. But how many hours did that take? Four? Five? 6 hours? I mean, there were people dying that whole time because of the stupid red tape. Let's go to the phone.
It was more than 6 hours, I'll bet.
To Brian, and you're probably right, to Brian in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Howdy. How y'all doing?
Great, sir. What's up?
Well, I basically just wanted to point out that it's not just FEMA. The problem that everyone experienced with Katrina is years upon years upon years of reliance upon government.
That's true.
Absolutely.
First off, you got to look at the situation here. Here's New Orleans. It lies below sea level.
Correct.
In between a huge lake and a huge river.
Right.
Who's responsible for the levees? Who controls the
levees? The Army Corps of Engineers.
And that would be also known as government.
The federal government.
Okay. Who was responsible for the pumps?
Probably the Army Corps of Engineers.
Also known as government.
The government.
Yes, right.
Are we noticing a pattern here?
Bureaucrats. Yeah. And who was responsible for the idea of, hey, go ahead and build underneath sea level. We'll protect you. That was the government as well. The city government said, yeah, go right ahead. No problems. No worries. We've got these levees all set.
Now, this is a historical city. There is a part of that city that is above sea level and that didn't get wet.
And now the city is history.
Yeah. And that part is known as the French Quarter.
Well, right. At least if it did get wet, it makes sense for insurance companies to, pay these people their money and them to rebuild their homes there or whatever.
Because they're above sea level.
They're above sea level.
Now, also,
but there are, I think everybody heard the story about the bar that was open
right?
the whole time.
In the French Quarter.
The bar wasn't open because it was underwater.
Nope.
It was open because it wasn't.
Exactly.
And another thing, too, the large amounts of people in the area that were reliant upon government for their own well-being,
mm-hmm.
instead of being self-reliant and self-sufficient. You know, they had how many people there, because their whole, income was nothing but, say, welfare.
Welfare checks, exactly.
These people, they basically allowed themselves to no longer be able to care for themselves.
Right.
A big situation like this happens, and, they should have been prepared and be able to take, whatever necessary.
And if they were, I might say that if they really were on hard times and were receiving some sort of stipend from a private charitable organization, that charitable organization would have been interested in calling them up to make sure they were okay and evacuating them from their property. I think that instead of the welfare agency that just doesn't care about its recipients, a private organization would actually try to help these people get out. Thanks for the call, Brian. Great call, man. 800-259-9231. He's right. The problem really is government in general, but it's so easy to pick on FEMA. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. If you want to, bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we get all kinds of good stuff for you, including our auction. We're auctioning off the top banner on the website. And we came up with this idea a couple months ago because...
I'm going to go look at that.
Well, really, number one, because we're really more focusing on growing our affiliate count than we are on sales. We're really not, I mean, as far as the business side of things on Free Talk Live, we're not out pounding the streets trying to sell the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, everybody wants to know about the money. The money right. side of Free Talk Live. What's going on as far as the money goes? Yeah. Well, you know, we've been doing this show for crap for the
labor
last
of love.
3 years.
For
Why
the love
in the world
radio.
Would the money suddenly change now?
Right.
And it really is a labor of love, and we want...
We're looking at selling the show to radio stations more mm-hmm. than selling it to advertisers. However, we've got this website.
Selling it in the sense that we want radio stations to carry yeah,
selling
us,
the
not
idea.
That it costs money.
Thank you. Selling the idea of mm-hmm. Free Talk Live. Yeah, stations don't have to pay for the show. Anyway... basically, what we figured was, okay, we've got this brand new looking website. It's really cool. We've got the banner column now. So let's find out what the banner's worth. Then what better way to find out what it's worth than to just put it up for an auction and see what happens? So we did it a couple months back. The final price was just $125 for a month, and EY3 Web Development picked it up for $125, and that was their final bid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's good news is I was looking at the bids today. There's already been about 18 bids. We're up to about $40. And EY3 is currently the top bidder, so they're coming back for more.
Apparently, they see some value in this.
Must be. Otherwise, they'd have flushed us. Otherwise, they would have said, we've had enough. So,
you know, that's a very, very good thing.
So that's a good signal, and you can get in on the action. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to get all the details. That's auction.freetalklive.com.
Now, have you looked at EY3's website? Have you spent a lot of time poking around there?
I poked it through briefly.
Does it look like he designs websites for people?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, it's actually
are there
British.
That many people coming?
They're British, actually.
But that's great. Yes. You know, Brits, they specialize in websites.
They can design your websites, too. Yes, indeed.
So, what I'm wondering is... Yeah. is are there that many of our listeners going through there and getting websites designed, or is it, you know, he's hoping to get clicks? Anyway.
Who knows?
Apparently it's working.
Either that or he's just...
God bless him.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, auction.freetalklive.com. Now, you wanted to comment on the welfare situation, so we had Brian call in mentioning that he thinks that one of the major failures in Nolens was the fact that people are so dependent on government.
Mm-hmm. And, you know... people only put together these welfare systems to give everybody a leg up, you know, to give them a fair shot.
Good intentions.
It is. It's really good intentions. And not that they, you know, there weren't charities having that happen already, but it seemed like it would give people a little more pride, you know, that they wouldn't have to go begging to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
But now, look at the pride situation that we've got. Here it is. It's so much like a very addictive drug. Because
absolutely.
Here it is, it's enticing, it's waved in front of your nose. Here's the free money. Just sign up, and who wouldn't take it, right?
Gosh, you don't have to work for it.
It's great. It'll make me feel wonderful. And so they do. So then they have all these rules. They can't go out and get another job and then work on top of this and actually build some money or anything like that, because then it would go away. You can't earn any money, or at least any real money.
Sure.
So they keep on getting it, and then they don't show any wealth because they have to live in the public housing.
And then it goes on for generations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you just collect welfare for 6 months, but we're talking about people who've been doing it for decades.
Mm.
They pass it down to their kids.
Yes.
Well, here's what you do when you grow up. You have some kids and get on welfare.
That's what happens.
And so then when the disaster strikes, what do we do? What do we do?
Let's blame the government. It's their fault.
Well, it is definitely the government's fault for offering the...
they should give us more money, though.
More coming back. They should save us! 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, government can't save you. Hour number two is on the way.
Not effectively.
Show. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.